What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
1 a.m. straight up here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer, new game. It is after hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. The Yankees sat there a four-game losing streak. Another strong performance from Will Warren. Jose Caballero, unfortunately, has to go on the IL. It sounds like it's just going to be for 10 days. Anthony Volpe will be called up and be the starting shortstop, presumably for the games that Caballero misses. And I got to give the Yankees and Aaron Boone credit for diffusing the situation and saying that Caballero is going to be the guy once he is back from this injury, meaning no matter what Anthony Volpe does, Jose Caballero will be the starting shortstop once he's healthy, which is the right and correct move because Caballero just brings so much to this team in terms of his style of play, in terms of his energy, and he has been a welcomed addition and a big part of the early season success that the Yankees have had. And we know that Volpe had an awful year last year. I'm sure the injury played some part in it, but he just doesn't do all the things that Caballero does. And that energy, just, it's a little bit, you know, when it comes to Volpe and guys like, with Judge, it's understandable, but Volpe kind of has a little bit of that buttoned up, you know, kind of corporate, and that's fine, but you need a little bit of a kick in the ass sometimes. And Caballero to me is an ass kicker. And I love that about him. And I would not, under any circumstances, take his job away from him just because he has to miss a couple games. And you know he wants to get back out there. He even met the media after the game where he passed by the media and was like, I'm coming back in 9 days, because obviously he counted the 10th day here. You know he wants to get back out there because he's a competitor, and it is a competitive business, and I'm sure a part of him, of course, wants to be out there with his teammates. He wants to play baseball, but he also sees, all right, well, Volpe, you know, they can't quit Volpe. Maybe Volpe ends up being the shortstop. I don't see it. I really don't. Especially the way Aaron Boone responded to questions about it. And I speak Aaron Boone. And Aaron Boone, by all accounts, sounded like a guy that wasn't going to make a change here when Caballero comes back, meaning the change as Volpe being the guy. He's going to stick with Jose Caballero as his shortstop. Now, that doesn't mean Anthony Volpe can't have a role on this team as a utility guy or perhaps at second base if Jazz Chisholm continues to struggle and continues to press with the contract looming. Speaking of changing positions, before this season even started, I brought up the fact that the Yankees should make Ben Rice their catcher, they should trade Austin Wells, and they should sign a first baseman. They ultimately did not end up doing that. They could have had Murakami at first base. Ben Rice could have been their catcher. Can you imagine that lineup of Murakami, of Rice, and Judge in the middle of that order? And they could have got Murakami for a song and a dance. They ultimately did not end up doing that Ben Rice is now off to this MVP-level start. He has been just terrific along with Aaron Judge, and that duo is going to set records all summer long. You could just tell right out of the gate here they are tremendous and a tremendous Yankee duo of the likes we haven't seen perhaps in a while. Like, it gives you Mantle Maris vibes. That's how good they've been in the first, you know, 6-7 weeks of the season. Ben Rice is not a good defensive first baseman, but he does have another position he can play, and that is catcher. And I said it in the offseason, and I'm going to say it again. Ben Rice needs to be the catcher. Austin Wells is just not cutting it. He's just not good. He has been bad for a while. Ben Rice should be the catcher of the Yankees. He should be the starting catcher. He would give the Yankees a major advantage offensively at that position. Plus, Wells gives you nothing. And now you have the opportunity of playing Goldschmidt, perhaps bringing in a lefty they can platoon, or going out there and making a big splash trade or something like that. But for now, because that's down the road, for now, make Rice your catcher, and then you could platoon first base, or have Goldschmidt just be the first baseman. He's a borderline Hall of Famer. I trust at-bats with Paul Goldschmidt. Wells has just been, he's been awful. And I said it for months leading into the year. Ben Rice should be the catcher. Ben Rice should be the catcher. Ben Rice should be the catcher. Wells ain't it. Well, the Yankees have an opportunity to make this move. Put Ben Rice a catcher and either find a new home for Wells or just leave him on the bench and let him be a role player, because he should not be the starting catcher. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. And yeah, and Jazz is just, I think he's pressing. The numbers are just not there. And he put a lot out there on the table with the 50-50 stuff, which is Jazz. That's his personality. All good. I don't have a problem with that. But when you say something like that, and then you get out this slowly out of the gates, it's only going to make that statement look bad. Because if he was red hot, then I'd be like, oh, see, he called his shot, and look at the year he's putting together. So that would have been all good. But when you say that, and then you have the slow start, and you're striking out left and right, and your batting average is just abysmal on a lineup that has some bad batting averages on it, it doesn't lend itself to a lot of confidence going forward. And he is one more bad game for entering the interstate. He's one more bad game, and he will be on the interstate. He's batting 200 right now. Went 0 for 1 today. 200. The old adage is you can't steal first, and that's true. So if Jazz Chisholm doesn't turn this around, and I think he's pressing. I think he wants to be a Yankee for life. He wants that big contract. He's only 28 years old. I totally understand that. There's a lot that comes with being a Yankee, playing in New York City, and I think those are all things that a lot of players would love, especially Jazz Chisholm, who seems to have embraced being a New York Yankee. So I'm sure he is putting a lot of pressure on himself to perform. And I think the Yankees will be patient with him because of the resume that he has. All-star, 30 for 30, all that stuff. He's a tremendously talented and gifted baseball player. But when you are in a slump and a rut like he's in, and you're clearly pressing because you want a contract, and I think he wants the contract with the team that he's on. So it's twofold. I think that's why you have the results that you have right now for Jazz. And perhaps with Volpe up here, maybe Volpe gets a couple of looks at second base. You give Jazz some more nights off. This is a player with a lot on his shoulders right now and a lot of weight. He just needs to relax. He needs to simplify things. He needs to stop over. I'm sure he's overthinking. It's human nature. You know, anybody that's in a situation like that where there's money waiting for you at the end and you can get more money the better you do, sometimes it could eat you up. And when you don't get off to the start that you would want, because it's such an important year for your career, and you're 28, this is your big contract. This is the prime of your career. This is the one that you need to cash in on and get that big, big money. And you're on a team that is willing to shell out money, and you are playing for a great franchise. So I'm sure there's a ton of pressure on him right now, and that's why you see a player that is pressing. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Sam is in Clifton. What's up, Sam?
What's going on, Blueberry Muffin?
Hey, what's up?
So, two things. First of all, I want to give a shout-out, if it's okay, to the Pitchum and the Irv. And the second thing is my point about Jazz. I do not like the way this is going. I do not think he should be with the team anymore. And you brilliantly said that Volpe should be taking second base. And I'm not going to forgive him ever for the 2024 World Series. And I don't see any future with him on the Yankees, honestly.
Yeah, if he could, it's going to make the Yankees' decision a lot easier if he struggles throughout the year to let him go. My feel is Jazz wants to be a Yankee more than the Yankees would want him back. But obviously, if he has a bad year, it's going to make the decision even easier for the Yankees. Volpe is certainly an option if you want to go that route, although he's got to prove that last year was more about an injury and not that he's a flash in the pan or just a declining player, even at his age, if that's possible. So they need to have a better option, because when you think about Jazz's talents, I understand being mesmerized by the talents that he has, a guy that can hit 30 home runs and steal 30 bases and make an all-star team. You want to be as patient as humanly possible with a player of that ability. But if he continues to struggle and struggle and struggle, it's hard to have a dead out like this in your lineup, especially when you have Wells that's not hitting. I know Grisham hit a home run tonight, but he has been struggling. You can't have this many dead outs because it's going to hurt you in the long run, including winning the division over the Rays.
Now, Tommy, do you think his attitude is compatible with the Yankees? Like, I don't know how he's in the clubhouse, but I have a feeling that he doesn't belong there.
No. I think he's great. I think it's welcomed, you know, a personality like that. It can't all be just people that are very, he's got a good personality. He's got a lively personality. He's a spark plug. He's just struggling right now. I think he's beloved in that clubhouse. I really do. I think he, and everything I hear about those that cover the team or around him, say he's a great guy. He's great in the clubhouse. I think he has some quirkiness sometime with his humor, and perhaps that could be misunderstood at times. But yes, I do think that he is a good fit here. I just, when he is struggling like this, it's hard to justify him being in the lineup. Same thing with, I would say that about Grisham, although Dominguez got hurt, or if you want to put Spencer Jones out there. The thing is that Grisham is just so great defensively, but Wells, guys like that, if you're struggling, I think, unless your name is Aaron Judge or Cody Bellinger or players of that stature, you are subjected to being benched. Like, I don't think Jazz is above that, but I understand where the Yankees are coming from with being patient because of his skill set.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped mussel oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Odyssey celebrates Labor Day. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data 1H 2026.
888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. You know, I want to get into the NFL schedule and some of the games that have been released so far. We know about the Giants in week one, Sunday Night Football against the Cowboys, an opportunity to make a statement not only to Dallas, the NFC East, the entire NFL world. And there's going to be a lot of hype around the Giants, not just here locally, but nationally, which is rare for a New York team. You know, the national media, we know how they are with the Knicks, although a lot of flip-flopping. I don't know how Evan feels about this, but members of his coalition of Knick haters have turned on him and have turned on the coalition. Jeez, I mean, Shaq's going to put a Knick hat on at this point. And he's part of the coalition of Knick haters. So it feels to me like the coalition is weakening here. They're at a very low point because they have members, charter members, guys that have big platforms and big statures and huge names that are well-known Knick haters. They're turning their back on the coalition and joining the Knick hype train. And by the way, I have no issue with that, because to me, the whole thing is, you know, the coalition is just nonsense. We all know that. As far as Evan concocting this group that he has these secret meetings with. But normally, New York teams nationally are viewed, you know, and we know why they do it. I hate to peel back the curtain here. They do this because there's a lot of New Yorkers, and they'll get views, they'll get clicks, they'll get ratings. So they take shots at the New York teams in order to get engagement. We know that. I don't know if deep down they actually hate the teams or feel a certain way. They just know that we are all wired in a way where, oh, don't say anything bad about our team, and they get the reaction they're looking for. But if you take it that way in form of entertainment, then we got no problems. But if you think that they're realistically like, oh, this team definitely stinks, I mean, what are they watching? I mean, are they watching the same basketball team that's rolling right now? Come on. But I think there's going to be a lot of hype around the Giants, that's for sure. And they have an opportunity to live up to that hype in 1 week, and that is against the Cowboys. Opening night, Sunday night, the opening Sunday night game, the first Sunday night game of the year, as they take on the star, they take on Prescott, they take on all the Cowboy fans that are in the tri-state area who are going to be very amped up for that game. It is a chance for the Giants, who are going to have a smash mouth style of play. It is a chance for them to really set the tone for the John Harbaugh era. Okay, here are the games we know so far. Week one, 49ers-Rams, that'll be in Melbourne. Week one, Giants-Cowboys, like I talked about, that will be Sunday Night Football. Broncos-Chiefs will be the Monday Night Football game. The Bills will open up their new stadium week two against the Lions. We have the Ravens and the Cowboys in Rio, that is week three. In Madrid, the Madrid game, it will be Bengals-Falcons. And the Thanksgiving game, or one of them, the one that we know so far, the 4 o'clock time slot, that 4:30, the Cowboy game, it'll be Eagles, and Cowboys. So that's a big one, obviously. So there's your schedule. Most of them are the international games and the first week, the primetime games. That's a little taste. I'm sure more will leak out as we go along here. The official schedule announcement will be Thursday evening. And I will be on the air from 7 to 10. We have a special schedule release show with Schmelk and Paul Dottino, John Schmelk, that will air 10 to midnight. So I only have you for 3 hours on Thursday, 7 to 10 on After Hours. But obviously we're going to cover a lot about the schedule, the Knicks, the baseball, as we inch closer and closer to this Subway Series. So plenty to talk about there as well. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. As far as the Mets, I've been talking about this for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. The Mets need a spark. The Mets need a spark. Somehow, some way, they need a spark. And there are various ways to get that spark. You can fire a manager. Your star players could get red hot. You could win a game unexpectedly. You could have a dramatic come-from-behind win. You could put up 12 runs. You never know in what form it's going to occur. And sometimes even when it happens, you're not sure if that's going to be the spark, because it's all about the follow-up, right? But in this instance, what I saw tonight, and calling up a player absolutely fits that model of it could be a spark. A.J. Ewing looked like that spark. The speed, the confidence, the triple, the multiple walks, everything that he brought to a baseball field, it energized a fan base. Citi Field was electric. It was alive. It was the exact type of energy that this team needed. And it's the exact type of energy that this fan base needed. Enthusiasm, hype, enjoyment. 10 runs scored. And A.J. Ewing was at the center of that. Young players, prospects, when they get called up, they represent a lot of things. But the biggest thing they represent is hope. Hope for the present, hope for the future. And A.J. Ewing, in one game, in one night, he looked like hope. He looked like a player that can turn this team around this year to be that spark, the spark they've been looking for. Because the Mets put up 10 runs, and he was terrific. He passed the initial eye test. Obviously, he ripped through the minor leagues, got to the big leagues very quickly, ahead of schedule, no doubt about it. And now with Luis Robert Jr. being on the shelf a lot longer than I'm sure a lot of us expected, it's going to open up a bigger runway for A.J. Ewing to get playing time, day in and day out. He's not going to platoon. Mendoza made that very clear. A.J. Ewing is here to play. He's here to be the starting center fielder. He's here to be the spark plug. And when you consider what he did tonight and what Carson Bench continues to do, there's a lot to be excited about those two young players. Not only for the future, but for the present. Because A.J. Ewing in his first game passed the eye test. He passed the sniff test. And he provided the appropriate amount of energy and the appropriate amount of excitement and enthusiasm that the fans and the team have been looking for. A.J. Ewing could be that spark that the Mets have needed over the first month and a half. He could be the spark that turns this season around. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Dave is in Belleville. What's up, Dave?
Lukey, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
I cannot tell you how ironic it is that I just got in my car, and you were talking about opening day Giants-Cowboys, because what year was that when Giants played Cowboys when it was 40-0?
Yeah, I'm bad with you. Oh, that was a couple years ago with Dable. Yeah.
Point I'm trying to make here.
Yeah, I hear you. I'll give you a prediction. That won't happen again.
Okay, and I agree with you. But here's my point.
Yeah.
That year,
23.
You said,
yeah, 23.
This is going to set the tone for the entire season. And it was so funny that they lost 40-0 and that tanked their whole season.
Yeah.
One more question.
Yeah, now, I it would set the tone. I didn't say for this instance. To me, this sets the tone for Harbaugh, because this is his first opportunity to show everybody, you know, his fingerprints on this football team, who struggled a lot in primetime games, including that 40-0 under Brian Dable. And they struggled against the Cowboys a lot. So this is the opportunity, because it's the first one they're going to get, to show them that, look, Harbaugh means business and the Giants mean business.
It just seems so odd that they always open the season with them.
They always open with they do open with Dallas a lot. For sure. No doubt about it. It's happened a bunch.
Ask Lugie anything question.
Okay.
Now you have a cat, right? You own a cat?
I do. I own a cat. Yep.
Now, my first question is, when you put the toilet paper on a roll, do you put it going over the top or going underneath?
You know, it's funny that you asked that. I never realized until about a year ago when I had this conversation with my wife, I didn't realize there was a correct way to do it. So I've just been doing it whatever way I do it, meaning I take the contraction off, I put the roll of toilet paper on, and whatever way it is, it is. But apparently, there is a certain way you're supposed to do it. I was unaware of that. So whatever way I end up doing it randomly is the way that I went with.
Well, the reason I ask, because especially if you own a cat, you have to go underneath. Because cats have a tendency to, you know, spin it with their hands, and
Yeah, I don't want them, horsing around in there. But I will say this about the bathroom: I try my best, and I can't be around my wife every second to police this. But I personally try my best to keep the bathroom door shut so that he doesn't even get in there. Period. Like, I feel like some rooms should just be kind of off limits, and he loves to explore. But I do my best to keep him out of the bathroom.
And my ex-girlfriend actually trained both her cats to go to the bathroom in the toilet.
Yeah, my wife wants to do that too. She doesn't mean we're going to, but her grandiose plan here is to perhaps get him potty trained, essentially.
It takes a lot of patience, but if you do it, once they slip and fall in the toilet, they'll never do it again.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't want him, because he's a small cat, I don't want him slipping and falling in the toilet. So I, as a worried papa, don't want him anywhere near doing that. He has a litter box. He's a cat. I'm not going to go to the bathroom in the litter box. Why should he have to go to the bathroom where I go to the bathroom? So I don't think we need to cross worlds there. I'm cool with him. I spent all this money on the electronic litter box, so I would prefer for him to not be potty trained and just be the litter box trained that he is. But my wife always has these grand plans. But sometimes when it comes to her, things look a lot better on paper. Perhaps I also fall in that category for her. But she likes things on paper sometimes more than in actuality, you know?
How does the electronic litter box work out?
It's great. So you just hit a button in the morning and it cleans it up, and it takes like 5 seconds. And then there's a thing on the bottom that you have to clean up by once a month or so. So it's very, very easy.
The thing where they walk inside and it kind of spins or whatever?
Yep,
like a-
correct. Correct. Yeah. When you clean it, it spins, and then he knows how to walk inside it. He's very smart. It took him like 2 seconds to realize that was the litter box. And I was skeptical about buying it at first because I know it's going to be a little more expensive, but it has worked wonders, and it's very easy for my wife and I to maintain and not have to do a lot of cleaning of the litter box.
Well, that's the main thing with toilet is you don't have to buy litter anymore.
That's true.
It's a very cool, I don't know if you know how it works, but it's a like a seat that you put on top. You take your toilet seat off, and there's a seat that actually shrinks.
Correct. And then you have to put a little bit of litter box. You have to put something there to kind of entice him to go on the toilet, too, to make him feel comfortable. I've been over it a bunch of times, Dave, and I appreciate the call. You're not the first person to bring this up. I know there are a lot of cat owners out there that either have entertained the idea of doing it or have done it or have been to somebody's house that has done it. And we all know, of course, Meet the Parents with Jinxie, and he's potty trained as well. But it's not something that I have any interest in doing or going on. It's not a free-for-all. That's the best way I would describe it. Because sometimes it is when I walk out home. It's 2 a.m. and it's a walk-in. It's like a free-for-all. The cat's running around everywhere. Wife is asleep on the couch, which she works very hard. So I'm not getting on her for sleeping on the couch. But if your boy slept on the couch, then she would have a, you know. My wife one time said, the couch is not for sleeping. Yet she sleeps on the couch more than I do, but that's neither here nor there. And then the cat's running around because they're nocturnal. I quite frankly don't know when the heck he sleeps. I get home at 2 a.m., he's up. I wake up, he's up. When does this freaking thing sleep? But he is my special boy, and I don't want him to go on the toilet. That's just the personal preference there. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. It is Lugie in the late night. We have another half hour, so plenty of time to take your calls on the Mets, on the Yankees, if you want to talk about the NFL schedule. The Knicks obviously sit here idle waiting for their opponent. Will it be the Pistons? That's what I think. Will it be the Cavs? That's what I hope. We will discuss all those things in a little bit of a potpourri segment in the final 30 minutes here on After Hours. So if you want to jump aboard now, last opportunity to talk to me before Al Cintron comes your way at 2 a.m. The phone number again to join the conversation, 888-808-1019. Tommy Lugauer, it is After Hours here on The Fan.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped mussel oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about, like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
1:30 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer. Lugie. It is after hours. Lug evening to everybody out there. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call. So I got to give credit to whoever runs the SNY Twitter account as I try to pull it up now, because they had a tremendous, tremendous tweet. Something that has a lot of allure, not just in New York sports, but of course here in WFAN. And if you remember back in the day, a caller called into Mike Francesa's show and he asked Mike, hey, when the San Francisco Giants are in town, do they get together with the New York Giants and go out for dinner? And that was one of those calls that is a Mount Rushmore call here, whether it was a prank or not, and more on that in a second. But it was just one of those calls that even fans of the station, or I should say fans that are not fans of the station, are aware of. It's just one of those things that just took over New York sports, and it just lived on and on and on and on as the legend grew. And then last year, both Mike, players on the San Francisco Giants, and I believe Eli was involved, but Giant players, past players, but either way, they paid off the call, because Francesa's walking around the holidays, the hallways, and he walks into a room, and there are Giant players from San Francisco and New York hanging out, which is a great job by Mike, great job by the Giants, very funny. We ended up having that guy on the air after that, and we still can't tell if he was, let's put it this way, we still can't tell if he was joking or not. That's how I would put it. But SNY threw out a tweet today. Now, obviously, with AJ Ewing being called up here, and of course, Patrick Ewing being an all-time Knick great, there was a gentleman at the game today, and this is great synergy too, because the Knicks are rolling. They're about to get into the Eastern Conference Finals, and I would say next Tuesday that's going to be the date, because the Pistons and Cavs are likely going 7 games. So the Knicks are rolling. They're the toast of the city. So you can wear Knick gear around anyway, but the idea that Ewing, and we had a Joe, Mick Ewing, Super Joe, love me some Super Joe. It was great to see Super Joe at David Wright's number retirement last summer. Big Super Joe fan. But that was a Mick Ewing. That wasn't a Ewing. So we now finally get another Ewing in this town who also wears orange and blue. So I would expect to see a lot of Patrick Ewing jerseys going forward, especially with the Knicks in the playoffs because of the synergy. Well, anyway, you had a gentleman wearing a Patrick Ewing jersey. He was standing next to a Met fan in a Mets jersey. And there was a picture taken of him. And the SNY Twitter account said, "Hey, Mike," obviously Francesa, "do AJ Ewing and Patrick Ewing ever get together when they're both in New York? Say hi, go out to dinner or something. Here's the deal." Obviously referencing the Giants from San Francisco and the Giants from here when they're in town at the same time they go out for dinner, which was a tremendous call here to WFAN, and the Giants ultimately paid that off. Either the Mets or the Knicks, doesn't matter, either one, they need to do this now. So AJ Ewing and Patrick Ewing need to go out for dinner. They need to do a skit on that. If you want to get Francesa involved, absolutely, for sure. And I think that that's what they should do. They should run this one, not even back. It's similar to the other quote, but you know what I'm saying. Have Patrick Ewing and AJ Ewing go out for dinner, and then Mike can walk in and go, "Oh, I guess the Ewings do go out when they're both in town." And we know they're both in town because Patrick's always around. This is easy. This is a layup. Like the one with the Giants with their current players, that's a little bit tougher. And good on those guys for doing it. But this one's easy. Patrick is right here. And I'm sure he'll, now you might have to explain. I don't know if Patrick is aware of the situation, meaning he's aware. He might not even be aware of AJ Ewing, but he might not be aware of that phone call to Mike all those years ago in the Giants. So you'd have to smarten him up a little bit. And you probably have to smarten AJ up. He might not know what the heck it is either. But smarten everybody up, film it, and then put it out there. Like SNY, like that. Like if it's the Mets that do it, great. If it's the Knicks that do it, even better. My guess is it's probably more Mets here because AJ is now, it's more AJ Ewing is here. And the Knicks got a lot on their plate as far as social media and stuff too because the Knicks are going to the Eastern Conference Finals. But I would love to see that. And do it now where the iron's hot because the Knicks are still playing and everybody is just enjoying both teams. But I would love to see that. AJ Ewing and Patrick Ewing out to dinner. And even if you want to get Super Joe involved, get Joe McEwing in the mix as well. You can get a McEwing in there with the Ewings because they're both in town. So make it happen. That this to me is an easy one. Easy one. I'm sure everybody involved would want to be a part of it and get it out there because it's just one of those phone calls to this radio station, much like the horse from Schenectady and some of the ones, whether it was pranked or not. Those were iconic phone calls to this radio station. Doesn't always have to be straight up serious sports talk. Sometimes the pranks or just goofy stuff, or when the fella asked Mike, "Do you think the Mets could go 162-0? Which would be amazing. I you know what? To be honest with you, I hope a team goes 162-0. That would be great to give that caller some justification. Why not? Every year, I got Positive Tommy wants the Mets to go 162-0. That was really the genesis, if you think about it, of Positive Tommy. That fellow was Positive Tommy before Positive Tommy because he was looking for the Mets to go 162-0. And maybe it'll never happen, but why not? Just like we didn't think the Giants from San Francisco would get together with the New York Giants when they're both in town to have a little dinner and Mike Francesa would walk in. Why can't AJ Ewing and Patrick Ewing go out to dinner? Let's get AJ to the Garden. Actually, that to me is also, that's the way to do it. AJ and Patrick sitting next to each other at a Knick game. There you go. Boom. Simple, easy. Hopefully it works out schedule-wise. I got to check the Mets schedule. Hopefully they're not, well, they are at home here. They might be going on the road. Hopefully it works out schedule-wise that could be the case. Because I want it now for the playoffs. Like I said, strike when the iron's hot. Because it's funny. But I expect to see a lot of Patrick Ewing Knick jerseys at Citi Field. And I love it. Of course, I'm a huge Knick fan. I'm a huge Met fan. My worlds are colliding here. So for me, this is just beautiful. I love it. I really do. But yeah, if it works out schedule-wise, get AJ at the game with Patrick, smarten up the Garden, lean into it, have him do some type of funny short. You could play it right before you show both of them. Perfect. And if that doesn't work out because of schedule, then just do something where they both go out to dinner, you get Francesa involved, and you recreate the Ewings out to dinner to kind of play off of the Giants from San Francisco going out to dinner with the New York football Giants. That would be amazing. But good kudos to SNY. That was very, very funny. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Shifting gears to the Yankees here. You snap your four-game losing streak. Will Warren, who's been a very, I think, in some ways, underrated pitcher this year for them. Like, Schlittler gets all the attention. Fried gets all the attention. Even some of the guys that haven't been here have gotten more attention. A Rodon, who made a season debut on Sunday. Cole, who's on his way. And look, those guys have, you know, in the instance of Cole, a great career. In the instance of Rodon, a very good career. Those guys have more star power, bigger names. But I would, if I were the Yankees, not only, of course, feature Will Warren here and not take him out of the rotation, which I don't think they will, but just everybody around just appreciate what this guy has done so far this year. And that has been nothing short of awesome. One bad start and that's it. Otherwise, he's been terrific. And he was terrific again against the Orioles as he just mowed them down, much like Weathers did before he ran into trouble the other night and the no-hitter was broken up. But Will Warren has been an unsung guy in that rotation and will be somebody that I would look at, hey, even come playoff time. I know you want to shrink it down a little bit. If he continues to pitch great like this and maybe you don't trust a Rodon, Will Warren is certainly making the case for a guy that would not only have your utmost confidence in the regular season, but would have your utmost confidence in October, which is where the Yankees, of course, are headed. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. And as far as the situation with Caballero, look, he's been great. He has been the energy that you're looking for if you are Cashman, if you're Boone. I love everything about what Aaron Boone said in terms of Jose Caballero and his job security. Look, it sucks that he has to go on the IL. I don't expect it to be more than 10 games. Boone was adamant about it. Caballero was adamant about it. It sounds like it's just going to be for the week and a half, and he'll be back on the field. Volpe is going to get called up, but the bottom line is this. Anthony Volpe, no matter what he does here, I, in my mind, can't justify having him be the shortstop once Caballero's healthy. I just think Caballero is more energy. He's just gives you better performance, ABs, whatever you want to call it, the speed, the defense, everything. The energy, the moxie, something that the Yankees were missing a lot of those years. You know, sometimes it's a little too corporate, a little too buttoned up with the players on the field. And sometimes you just need a hellraiser, and that's what Caballero is. He's the perfect blend, the guy to blend into this team. To offset guys that are a little bit more like Aaron Judge. And Aaron Judge is, look, he's the face of a billion-dollar corporation, essentially. The biggest franchise in sports. Like, he has to present himself that way, for sure. But you need other guys to sort of offset that, to give you a different view, a different look, so to speak. And that's exactly what he is. And he's also, I think, a really good baseball player. The speed, the defense. And he's been tremendous. So I would not mix things up here once Caballero is back. I would return him to the shortstop position. Now, that doesn't mean Volpe can't win another job. Maybe if Jazz continues to struggle, Volpe could be the second baseman. Maybe Volpe could stick around and be a utility player, third base, if McMahon falls off again. There are a lot of options that you could do here with Volpe. I just think one of them is not shortstop. Like, that to me is not an option. That job has been won by Caballero. That's the position that he is going to keep, and that is shortstop for the Yankees. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. A couple things here before we run out the door. Alson Tron comes your way at 2 a.m. Programming note, Yankees-Orioles, it is now a 1:05 first pitch later on today. It was originally a 6:45 start time, much like it's been the last two nights, but because of weather in Baltimore, and look, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't in this spot. But if you think it's going to rain and you think there's going to be issues, either the game gets banged or there's going to be delays, which is not good for anybody, especially the starting pitching. I know it might suck for somebody who has a ticket and they have to work and they can't go to the game. Things like that are brutal, but you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. And I think being proactive about a situation like this, when you see some heavy rain in the forecast and in the window of when this game is going to take place, the last thing you want to do is have stop-start or the game taking place at 9 o'clock at night. When both have, or at least the Yankees have an off day as they get ready for the Subway Series after that. So, good job on whoever made that decision. I assume it's baseball or the Orioles or both. That was the smart thing to do and play the game at 1 o'clock where the weather is clear. So, the Yankees and Orioles will have their rubber game later on this evening 1:05, so set your calendar and your watch to that. Yankee fans, you get to wake up, a little lunch, a little Yankee baseball as you try to take the series against the Orioles. It also means the fan programming has been switched up a little bit. I would have been on after the game, meaning right around 10 o'clock like I have the last couple nights. Now I'll be on at 7 o'clock. So you get a five-hour, full-throttle, open night, as we call it in the business, Lou Gower from 7 to midnight, where we will do a ton of Knicks as we get closer and closer to finding out who their opponent is going to be. I think it's going to be the Pistons myself, but I'm rooting for the Cavs. Absolutely. I am 100% rooting for the Cavs. The Knicks are beating both, but they will make short work of the Cavs. I truly believe that. As a Knicks fan, I'm rooting for the Cavs to beat the Pistons. The Pistons are a strong team. They are the one seed. They had a great regular season. I don't put any stock in what happened between the Knicks and Pistons in the regular season in the head-to-head matchups. I've been very clear about that for months and months and months and months. But I do think they are a tough opponent. I think they do have a tough home court. They showed that last year in the first round. Now look, first round's a little bit different than the Eastern Conference Finals. I do think the Knicks fan will travel to Detroit way more than they did last year because of what's on the line here and what's at stake, an opportunity to get to the finals for the first time in decades. But I will give Detroit the respect that they have earned in the regular season. And you know they want to get their lick back from last year. I think they're going to win the series, but I'm rooting for the Cavs because a couple of reasons. Number one, home court, first and foremost. The Knicks have been outstanding at Madison Square Garden all year long, and that's carried over to the playoffs. And number two, quite frankly, I think the Cavs are gutless. I think James Harden is a sports loser, and I think you get what you deserve when you get in bed with him. And you're going to talk about a Cav team, if they come back and win this series, they would have played back-to-back seven-game series. Now, so would Detroit, but Detroit would have home court, and I think they're the better team over the Cavs. So you're telling me I get the Cavs off of back-to-back seven-game series. Knicks would have home court. Sign me up for that. Either way, the Knicks are going to move on to the finals, but they will make quick and short order of the Cavs. Very quick. Much like they did with the Sixers. I think it would be that ugly because I don't think the Cavs can measure up with the Knicks, especially without having home court and especially coming off another seven-game series. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call. Let's go to Roscoe in Brooklyn. What's up, Roscoe?
Loogie!
What do you hear? What do you say? What's going on, Roscoe?
Even though you know, I called a couple weeks ago and with the whole Mikal Bridges, you know, it's okay. He's doing the right thing now, Loogie.
He's playing his best basketball as a Knick, no doubt. This stretch here, he's been the best he's been.
So far, so good. I can't complain about the guy. Mm-hmm. Hey, he's one of ours. He's a good fella. Hey,
yeah, you're gonna love this guy, no doubt about it, 100%.
Lou, what's up? Even though the producer told me not to talk about it, you're not pulling up on Friday. What's up, man?
Pulling up on Friday? Where am I pulling up to?
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, you mean, of course, at the MLB store for WFN. It'll be there all day broadcasting.
No, Luke,
it starts with Boomer Geo, and then it's Evan and Tiki. The Carton Show.
Listen.
What are you talking
about?
Where am I pulling up to?
Hey, the first time I met you was at the kickoff. Come on, man. You got to show up.
And I'll tell you this, Roscoe. You're very well put together, man. The huge pipes. I mean, you're a jack dude. Very impressive, my friend. I appreciate anybody that hits. I wish I hit the gym as much as you do. So you, I understand
on,
it. You're
stop,
and you had
Lou,
all your Yankee
Lou,
gear. What are you trying? Are you trying to roll to the Yankee game together? Is that what you're saying? The Met Yankee game?
Yo, Lou, you gotta come, Lou, man. Come on, man. You gotta show up. We gotta make you listen. They ain't no kickoff without you, brother. And I get it. You know what I mean? They want you in the office, Luke. Don't tell me they want you in the office.
Who wants me in the office? What office?
You know what I'm talking about. Next Friday, man, we're gonna be in the shore. I'm not gonna see you again next Friday.
Oh, you're going down to DJ's. You're going down to DJ's.
Yes.
I would love to make it down there for sure. I got to work through some logistical things, but it is my mission to get down there. I'm not guaranteeing anything,
please,
but I would love to get down there,
know,
for sure.
Like usually, you know. You're 7 o'clock, so but they want you back at the station. That's crazy.
No, no, no. That's so, crazy. No. I don't work Friday nights, so I would not be on the air Friday night. I'm on the air till 2 a.m. Thursday morning, and then I would have a lot of time to kind of kill before the show started. So that's kind of the logistical things that I'm working through. But I'm trying to get down there as best I can because I do love Eddie, I do love DJs, and I do love that show.
My man, Pots and Pans, I hope to see you around there, and you already know, man. Take care, brother, and hope. Let's go Lakes. Bing bong.
Yeah. Oh, the bing bong in there. Haven't heard that one in a while. Yeah, I couldn't tell which one he was talking. Whether he's talking about the Subway Series games, whether he's talking about the. I don't think I will be going to any of them. You know me with the sporting events. Sometimes it's just the commute is a whole thing. All good, but yeah, I don't work Friday nights. I do Sunday through Thursday, so I would be not on the air Friday night, meaning after the kickoff to summer show. Plus, there's probably a Yankee game later on, so I wouldn't be on until later anyway. But yeah, we'll see. I'm working on it. Not a guarantee. It's something I'd like to do because, of course, like I said, I love Eddie. I love that show. I love meeting some of the listeners or all the listeners and those who would want to meet me, of course. I'm not going to walk up to people and say, hi, do you know who I am? Would you like to meet me? So anybody that comes up to me, like Roscoe did a couple years ago at the kickoff of the summer show, that's always really the pleasure's all mine. So I appreciate that, anybody that listens and then wants to walk up and say something. And I love Eddie because that's going to be his final show. And I love DJs. The Hallowed Halls, the legendary spot known as DJs, one of my all-time favorite places to party, the Jersey Shore, the location, the vibes in there. If you've ever been, you know it. It just screams Tommy Lugauer. It's definitely right up there, neck and neck, top five all-time places for me. So I'm a big fan. Shout out to my guy, Fun Anthony, down there. I'm going to hit up Fun Anthony, see if he's going to be working. So I'm trying to get down there. It is my hope to get down there. We'll see if it ultimately ends up happening. But if you are going down there and I do decide to go, I will make note of it on the air. And if you run into me, you know, we'll have a couple grails at DJs. It'll be a terrific time. No doubt about it. Very much looking forward to the start of summer, too, as we navigate and really just the wait here, which you love it because you get to enjoy and really reflect. I think that's actually probably the best word. This is a great time to reflect. I know everyone wants to look ahead, and we have and we will. I also like to reflect on where the Knicks were and where they are now. We all know what they were. Because you even got guys like Shaq praising them. The Coalition of Knick Haters. He's a charter member, and he's now in front line defending the Knicks. Think about the world we live in. It's a great world. It's Knicks back in the Eastern Conference Finals. It's the Knicks being favored to get to the finals. It's the Knicks with an opportunity to pick the bones of whoever gets out of this series between the Pistons and the Cavs. That's what's staring them in the face. Two teams that have gone seven both of their rounds, because I expect this to go seven. And the Knicks are sitting back, feet up, chilling by the pool, waiting for whoever ultimately sees them next round. I think it'll be the Pistons, but I'm certainly rooting for the Cavs. And I love Donovan Mitchell, especially because he's such a diehard Met fan. And he tweets about the Mets, much like Ben Stiller tweets about the Knicks. Donovan Mitchell tweeting about the Mets all the time, like Ben Stiller tweets about the Knicks all the time. You love that. You love to see that. And you see, to the point where I think even some of his tweets, like Ben's, get misunderstood, where they're like, what are you talking about? Well, he's talking about the Mets. That's because he loves the Mets. He's a huge Mets fan. And Donovan balled in that last game against, they had no answers for him, especially late in the game as he dropped over 40. And Mitchell can do that. You can have those games where he takes over. But I would be so overly confident against Cleveland. Overly confident. I do think they lack that heart that you need to go all the way. And I do think that James Harden, even if it didn't show yet in this round or last round, it will eventually. Like when you do business with James Harden, you will get what you deserve. It's only a matter of time. He's a Hall of Fame basketball player, but he is a sports loser. There's no other way around it. And he's politicked his way to get off teams, and it never ends well with James Harden and the teams that he plays basketball for, ever. So this will be no different. In fact, I see it going this way. I think the Pistons will win game five. The Cavs will win game six. The Cavs will have a lead in game seven, which they will give up, which they will blow late in the game, and the Pistons will come storming back in heartbreaking fashion, loss-wise, for the Cavs, and the Pistons will win that game and punch their ticket to the Eastern Conference Finals. Now, I'll give an official prediction, because it depends on who's there, but I think I've made it pretty clear how I feel if they play the Cavs. Detroit, going to be a tougher opponent, no doubt about it, especially considering the fact that they have home court, and they're a team with length and a team that is a hard-hat team. They want to turn it into a brawl, no doubt about it. They're physical. I think they're a superstar short. Cade Cunningham needs more help. He needs another star player, which I was stunned that they didn't address in the offseason, but they still have Duncan Robinson's good. He kills the Knicks, but he's not a superstar. I thought they would do more in the offseason, but heck, it's hard to argue with the one seed, but they're not playing their best basketball. They've been squeaking by, and I think they will squeak by again because I think the Cavs, much like the Magic, will ultimately end up choking this series away. All right, that'll do it for me. My thanks to Fleegs. My thanks to Rosenberg. My thanks to all the listeners, all the callers. It was a great, fun 4 hours here of After Hours on The Fan. Reminder, once again, first of all, Alshon Tron comes your way next at 2 a.m. The Yankees, the start of the game has been changed later on today. They will be at 1:05 now, which means I will have you with After Hours, 7 p.m. to midnight. Enjoy the rest of your night, and we'll talk tomorrow at 7 right here on The Fan on After Hours.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
The Fan.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Odyssey celebrates Labor Day. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data 1H 2026.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!